Children's Chase is a good model system for the complexity of this kind of behavior and its pervasiveness. Starts out with plate eating or cuddle eating, where the mother pretends to digs into the stomach of the baby, and I find this a very striking phenomenon. My little niece, I was just in Norway, my niece, she has this extremely blissful expression on her face when the mother was pretending to eat her. You get peekaboo, eye direction, gaze direction, detection training, stationary chase where you're sort of peeking back and forth behind the person maybe. Classic chase where you don't have strong reasons to think that there's any mental imagery. Classic chase was mainly what I talked about last time. Narrative chase where you do get mental imagery and a bit of a story, and this then develops into collaborative chase or collaborative world making, where you have children playing in a pretend world, negotiating the pretend world. Now, this is a seamless development, right? One comes straight out of the other. So this is the sort of situation that we were looking at last time. Now, chase play is a collaborative activity, not a dominance game. It relies on an elementary semiotic. It involves the deployment of facial expressions, vocalizations, body postures that aim to evoke a specific response in the other mind. So it's, in a sense, a manipulation of the content of another mind. This doesn't require a theory of mind in a strict sense. Right? These things can happen among animals that may... doesn't happen at the level of conscious intention and so on, but the effect of it is, of course, that you're generating signs that have an effect, a playful effect, right, in the other mind. And human play and more sophisticated forms of narrative, art, appears to simply flow seamlessly from these kinds of skills, but with the addition of some significant new capacities. So the notion then is that in the organizational mode, the general ability to perform a function is enhanced, but the function itself is not actually performed. And the distinct set of characteristics include the requirement for a safe environment. These are leisure surplus activities that need you to be protected so that your cognitive capacities can be devoted to self-construction and not have to deal with issues of survival. The short-term memory issues and so on here, right? So a safe environment allows executive monitoring to be kept to a minimum, and cultural innovation, and for that matter, Paleolithic caves, suggest that humans deliberately seek out environments where executive monitoring can be kept to a minimum. Organizational mode has distinct relevance criteria. What is relevant depends on what organizational, what developmental task needs to be accomplished. So relevance here is determined by an implicit curriculum rather than by necessarily matters of fact in the external world. Right? The environment can be used creatively. Reference needs to be tracked both in the organizational and the executive frame, so that Mark may be a monster in the organizational frame, but he will be a kind, supportive father in the executive frame, and these need to be tracked at the same time. Integral part of organizational mode is the dedicated motivational system. Aesthetic enjoyment, thrill of play, is then subjective signals for optimal learning conditions, and boredom, on the other hand, is then the impetus that makes you seek another more appropriate pedagogical situation. So the key problem here is self-assembly, self-construction. This then involves adaptations for dealing with situations in their absence, a non-trivial problem. and results in a number of quite striking and counterintuitive adaptations, such as dreaming, sensation seeking, play, virtual reality, fiction. A large class of behaviors here that will be very difficult to make sense of without some notion of a separate cognitive mode for these functions. Now, if we now turn to Paleolithic art, these are manufactured artistic objects, aesthetic objects. And as such, they're unprecedented. And no other animal, this may be debatable in detail, but on the whole, I think we can safely say that no other animal creates objects simply for artistic aesthetic pleasure. It takes place sometime within the last 100,000 years, probably first in Africa. The main remains we have are from Europe, but both in Africa and in Europe, these are characteristic of fully modern, anatomically modern human beings. Relatively far back in Africa, you find evidence of body paint, so yellow, red, black, mineral pigments, suggesting that they may have been engaging in body decoration as early as 200,000 years ago. Now, of course, body decoration isn't a huge leap from pretend play, where you're already using your body to signal various, to trigger cognitive responses in other minds. Certainly, pigment use among hunter-gatherers today is very common. It's likely that body decoration is a very early form of art, and it wouldn't, of course, leave any other remains than the lumps of ochre that we find. So mobiliary and parietal art appears later, and the number of ornation sites in Europe dating back to about 35,000 years ago. And that's about the time that fully modern human beings came into Europe. Europe had, of course, been inhabited by Neanderthals for several hundred thousand years, and their ancestors. Modern humans moved into out of Africa, and according to current consensus, and into Asia, even Australia, about 60,000 years ago. The Middle East, maybe as early as 100,000 years ago. They stayed out of Europe, partly for climatic reasons, maybe because there were Neanderthals there. Chauvet Cave was discovered only 6 years ago. The sheer fact that Paleolithic art exists was not really acknowledged until the 1920s, something like that, even though the caves were actually discovered in the 1850s. People didn't know what to make of them. Quite a bit of archaeological work had to be done to date these securely. I'll also be looking at Cusac around 22,000, and of course the famous Lascaux from Montalegre. The art that appears in the Ornation period is incredibly impressive, a full-blown artistic tradition that appears to come out of nowhere. This does suggest that it's quite plausible that this, in fact, was a long artistic tradition that had originated earlier in the Middle East,